best holidays start with low fares at Jetstar.com.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
With Fev and Byron for breakfast.
Now, this is the original segment, 6:30, or it's a bit later than that now. But anyway, this is where we usually do it on a Tuesday morning. We do have the late edition, which is on a Thursday at 8:30. And now we've got the world-famous rooftop, the big event happening in two more sleeps.
Massive.
But this, we're going back to the original concept. You call in if you're a tradie and you want to have a little sing-along, and we would love to hear your vocal stylings. So we've got Jay from Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Jay.
Morning, all. How are we?
Very well, Jay. Now, Jay, you are... What is your trade? Because I don't even know what that word is.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but, yeah, it's a Hebel cladding on external walls. It's actually, instead of brick, it's actually a cladding that goes on external walls and then gets rendered.
Oh, lovely. A Hebel cladding. What's Hebel?
It's actually aerated concrete, so, yeah, very beneficial.
Could have told you that, Boxing.
Yeah. That's obviously.
It sounds great, Jay. I wouldn't mind a bit of that, actually. A bit of a Hebel cladding. Okay, now, Jay, you are our first Hebel cladder on the show.
Wow.
So this is a breakthrough for us. And you are, I love this. You're going to give us a bit of Midnight Oil.
Now, it's one of their, they're an iconic rock band, Midnight Oil, with Peter Garrett, of course, up front. US Forces, really popular song by the Oils. A challenging one, you would have thought, for Jay, but let's hear how he goes, Feve.
Okay, good luck, Jay. Off you go.
U.S. forces, give the nod. Dun, 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 dun. It's a setback for your country. Dun, 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 dun. Bombs and trenches all in a row. Dun, 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 dun.
That's his own music.
Bombs and threats still ask for more. Divided by the CIA. Dun, 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 dun. Tradie Tuesday, just rocking.
Yay!
Jay, you were sensational.
I didn't know how much we were going to get, but that was outstanding. Really channeling Peter Garrett there, Jay.
I love the music accompaniment. Well done, Jay. Now we've got Mark in West Meadows. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. How are you all?
Yeah, very well. Mark, a tiler by trade.
Yeah.
Like to sing while you're on the tiles?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, excellent. Now, Mark, this is great. You're going to give us another Disney show tune.
Yeah, that's it. My kids love it.
Okay, now this is from the movie Moana, which I haven't seen yet. Trixie's not watched this yet.
Yeah.
Okay, now what's the song called? How Far Will I Go? Good
chat. That's it.
Good rapport. Okay, this is the song. A bit more here, a bit more. Actually, fun fact, this is Rory Sloane's favourite song from the Adelaide Crows Football Club.
No idea who that is.
He loves it.
Okay, Mark, this is great. I am so looking forward to this. Off you go with the theme track from the movie, the Disney children's movie, Moana.
Let's do it. I've been standing at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, as long as I could remember every noise.
Mark,
wow.
You have just created a first here on the show, Mark. I've never heard Brendan Favola snort. But you got a snort from
well
him.
Well played. Hold the line there, Mark.
Fev is inconsolable. He can't speak. Mark has rendered Fev speechless.
Oh, it was a great effort.
It was awesome.
And even when he didn't know the words, that's how we all sing in the car.
He did great. God. Well done, Mark. Now, Jake in Wanturna, Chippy from Wanturna. How are you, Jake?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Very well. Thank you, Jake. Now, you're doing one of the things that I love to do when a male Chippy takes on a female vocalist. Kelly Clarkson!
Real empowering, very empowering, this song.
I love this song, Jake. So,
really
pumped about this. Okay, Jake, give us some Kelly Clarkson.
Mark.
Since you've been gone, I can't breathe. So moving on. Thanks to you. Now I can't. I get what I want.
No, but now, is that someone who should register at fox.com.au to try and get a spot on Thursday night on the rooftop? I mean, Jake, that was solid.
To be really honest, Jay, Mark and Jake, all of you so far should register at fox.com.au to get on the rooftop because I just want more. Jake, well done, mate. You've left me wanting more.
Thank you.
That was brilliant.
Now, Eddie, our final contestant from Mill Parker, another fitter and turner. How are you, Eddie?
Yeah, good, thanks. Are you?
Yeah, very well, Eddie. Now, Eddie, we've been bracing ourselves and looking forward to us. We just heard Jake with a very strong female vocalist, Kelly Clarkson, her song, and now going from one strong female vocalist to possibly the strongest, Mariah Carey. And a hero comes
along. It's always a favourite with fitter and turners, this one.
Eddie.
Fun fact, Boxy, 1996, when the great late EJ Whitten went around the MCG.
Yeah.
It was a May 17th, freezing cold day, and they played this song.
Beautiful.
I'll never ever forget
beautiful.
It. It was a great moment.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Well, that's a great moment. This is a beautiful song, and Eddie, fitter and turner from Mill Park, we're looking forward to this. Off you go.
I'm going to start with the chorus, eh?
Yeah, great.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting us know the way it's going to be structured. Now let's push forward.
And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your feet aside and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong.
Come on.
And you finally see the truth.
Bring it home.
That a hero lies in you.
Oh, he's still going. That was beautiful. What a wonderful, wonderful moment. Eddie, thank you, mate.
At least you had a crack, Eddie.
Eddie, you were brilliant. That was one of the best. Honestly, this morning, Eddie, you were amazing. Jay, Mark, Jake, I don't even know, Fev, how you're going to pick a winner.
I don't know, but my cheeks haven't hurt this much since Dave Thornton left the show.
Take a break.
I think all the contestants... No, we're going to pick a winner.
Oh, okay, great, sure. We don't have a prize right now because they should all register at fox.com.au.
No,
and what's Leon going to do?
Yeah, we'll find a radio for them.
Can I just say, I want to let you all know, Jay, Mark, Jake and Eddie, that was the funniest edition of Tradioki we've ever had.
Absolutely brilliant.
I'm going to... Jay was very good, very polished. Jake was good. Eddie, yep. And I'm going to go with Mark because he just went... That's how I sing songs.
Because you snorted.
Yeah. Well done, Mark.
That was Moana's How Far Will You Go from the Tyler Mark in West Meadows. You've won a Bosch radio. Thanks to our friends in Bosch. Fief and Leon have organised this prize for you, and this is great stuff. All thanks to Bosch, also sponsors of our performance on the world-famous rooftop. So congratulations to you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
It is Dave Hughes joining us for...
Hughesy Tuesday.
Hughesy Tuesday.
Yes, yeah, always an honour for me to be in here. There's no doubt about it.
You've learned a lot.
It's an honour for us, though, Hughes.
Off air, he's learned too much.
Oh, my God, I'm recording it Uber style, you know? Going to bring the new idea, and so I've got some... Don't worry about the Stepanovics. Hang out in Fox Breakfast.
There are a few stories in the songs that should never be repeated.
Absolutely.
But it is a big... It's Hughesy Tuesday goes on, though, because this evening, 8:30, Channel 10,
yes.
Hughesy...
Absolutely.
You are back on tonight.
Hughesy, we have a problem. Yeah, 8:30, Channel 10. Thank you, Fifi. And tonight my wife makes an appearance on the show. She walks on and sits in the chair next to me and it's my problem and it's the fact that she won't focus she doesn't focus during the lovemaking process.
Whoa. That is the best tease you've delivered so far. Already, you're smashing the ratings weekly.
Absolutely.
Is amazing.
So in other words, she's looking at the watch saying,
it's similar, but as in she's thinking about other tasks that have to be performed,
Is going to be an intervention?
I think it is. It's an intervention. So it's like things like she's like, bringing up the fact that she hasn't packed the lunches, while I'm trying to, sort my own lunch out.
Okay, yeah, we get it.
Have you put the bins out? No, I haven't put the bins out, it's 9 o'clock at night. Give me. It's going to be an 11-hour session, is it? No, I can put the bins out before the truck turns up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
We can get both of these done.
I did that this morning. Put the bins out. You never put them out at night because people fill up their crap in your bin.
There you go.
In the morning.
Okay to fill up. You don't need. It's not like your actual home. People can put their crap in your bin.
Yeah, I know. I do it to all our neighbours. Mate, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Now, Dave.
What's the issue, Fev?
There's a big issue, and a couple of times I've featured on your show where you've sort of given me a little bit of a clip.
Yeah, who could forget this infamous 2006 appearance on a Husey and Kate program? This was Fev. Can you just set the scene quickly? You brought this to our attention a few times.
Well, Nathan Buckley used to be our man in the mornings, and the Collingwood had just been kicked out of the final. I think they lost a heartbreaking prelim final. And, Bucks, we had Bucks on the line, and then Fev wanted to get involved to make Bucks feel better, he was at.
And we'd already been knocked out about 3 weeks ago, so I was still on Mad Monday.
Let's have a listen.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Do you know where we're at?
No. We're nowhere.
It was philosophy from Fev.
That was the start of my derailing, I reckon.
He's in the middle, I think.
Now, you did bring up just before off air that we're at the basketball on Friday watching our beloved, my beloved, Melbourne United.
And, I'm on board. Oh, come on, Fev.
Bandwagon.
Hang on a second, Mr. Bandwagon. So I rock up and I'm sitting upstairs. I've taken my brother and my daughter, and they've come over, and the beautiful Ash, who looks after all our tickets and stuff and sort of does all the social. We're about an hour and a half from tip-off, and I'm sitting down, and Jace is having a nice, beautiful, like, roast chicken
Your
and
brother.
Ram up there, so I couldn't eat it because I'm on Jenny Craig. But I just sat there, and I was actually having a frothy. She gets a phone call.
Jenny Craig.
No.
Jenny Craig frothy?
What's either? Okay. Yeah, it's just a light
beer.
And she gets a phone call, and all I hear is, "Husey's got a problem," and this is you ringing up. Never been to the basketball. Asking for courtside tickets for your son. An hour and a half from a sold out game. Tip off in an hour and a half of the game one of the grand final, and you've never been. Yeah. Talk about a bloody bandwagon.
Yeah, well, I mean, the NBL, they're a proud sponsor of this radio station.
Sure.
So, and we had a function the other night. Remember we had that function?
Did.
We all turned up to the function, and I got introduced to the Melbourne United guy. And I said, I wouldn't mind going to a game. It's the grand final, wouldn't mind going. And look, I think he offered courtside, mate, but we were right next to the Adelaide bench, like right next to it. Like,
yeah, they put chairs in there because they didn't have seats for you, but they wanted you to...
Is it a deck chair?
Because
they
kept standing up, and we're like, guys, can you move? And the guy next to me actually said, we paid for these tickets, and I couldn't say that.
That guy I went to Adelaide with on Sunday, and he said he sat with you. He kept blowing up at them, saying, sit down.
He was able to say, I paid for my seats, and I wasn't able to say that.
Well, that was worth it, wasn't it, Fev?
That was good. Well, well done. Return of serve.
But who rings someone an hour before tip-off on grand final?
I tell you what
arena.
Also happened is that they put the cameras on me and my son right near the end.
Yes, I saw that.
You saw that? Yeah. Like, usually we have a problem, the whole stadium's like, eh. The thing is, we wanted to do a runner before the game was over, so I'm like, now we've got to stay.
Usually we have a problem tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10. But up next, we don't have a problem, but we do, Husey, want you to help us because we've got our tradeoke, our big night on the world-famous rooftop, two more sleeps, and we've still got people auditioning. So we'd love you to be a special guest judge for the next tradie.
I love tradeoke. It's my favourite.
Oh, good stuff. All right,
and it's sold out. There's no tickets.
We'll get a couple of seats. We'll be right.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Tuesday, so it's...
Husey Tuesday.
You're driving you home, Husey and Kate, the Savo on the Fox, and tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10. Husey, we have a problem. Have a listen to this. This is hyped, I'll admit. Husey, have a listen. This is the hype for this Thursday's massive event here with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Let's go! At Fox FM, we have world-famous performances on the world-famous rooftop. Ed Sheeran.
I'll play you another new one.
Katy Perry.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for coming out.
Pink. And now, on the world-famous rooftop, Anthony, the bricklayer from Cheltenham.
Oh, you rock my world, you know you did. Everything that goes with it.
Oh,
Mark, the cabinet maker from Langwarrin.
My heart will go on.
and so many more. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron's Radioki Nights live from Fox FM's world-famous rooftop. Radioki.
The countdown is on, Husey. Two more sleeps.
What I'm hearing there, you know, is passion. I'm hearing people who aren't doing it for the money. They're doing
too
it for
true.
The love. The love.
Too true. Now, you are going to be a special guest, Jones, because someone is about... No, not someone. We're about to get a double act.
Great.
We've got Chippy and his apprentice, Daniel and Braden, about to sing and perform an audition. But just quickly, we thought we'd take you back to 6.30 this morning, Husey. Yep. We had the original. That's where it all started.
Yeah.
6.30, Tuesday morning. Tradeoke.
Humble little segment.
Now, absolutely. Before 7 a.m. is when, you know, you can just, you're free of all, you don't think anyone's listening. So you can sing like no one's listening.
And you can say what you want. No dump button.
Just a quick recap of what happened this morning. We had Jay, and Jay was our first Hebel Cladder. Have you heard of those?
A Hebel Cladder?
It's some sort of cladding. It's a concrete type cladding.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is
I want it. You might want it on one of your investment.
Yeah, one of your probably that the one you bought on a block might have had a bit of Hebel.
Hebel.
Or the $3 million worth.
Oh, okay,
well, it could have. I'll check that out.
So this was Jay giving it a bit of midnight oil. The oil.
Bombs and trenches all in a row. Dun, 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 dun.
That's his own music.
Bombs and threats still ask for more. Divided by the CIA. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, Tradie Tuesday just rocking.
Doing his own outro and everything. Yeah. You know?
And his own music percussion.
He's coming for Byron as well, isn't he?
I know. He's all over everyone's roles.
Then we had Mark Fitter and Turner, who was performing. I don't know if you're familiar with this from your kids, the Moana soundtrack.
Oh, God, yeah. I love Moana. Oh,
okay, well, you're going to love this. Yeah. This was the theme song from that.
I've been standing at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, long as I could remember every noise.
The irony that he's singing remember and he can't remember. Yeah, that's great. But that really empowering song, empowering movie. So, yeah.
I know. And then can we just finish on this before
this
we go to Daniel?
This is my all-time favourite. Yeah.
This is one of our favourites now. Oh, we had Eddie. Eddie was a Tyler and the tough song to crack, Mariah Carey's Hero.
Before we hear this, there's no one nuttier than Tylers. Tylers are the nuttiest. They're too high. They're on roofs. They're just the sun. I think the sun cooks them.
Yeah, well,
it does.
I think Eddie's been cooked.
Let's cook this one.
And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your feet aside and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and it's strong.
Oh, come on.
And you finally see the truth.
Bring it home.
That a hero lies in you. It's the Lord.
Oh, he's still going.
Imagine trusting your safety to that guy. You're on a roof and he says, just walk over there, mate. I've sorted that out for you. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Okay, now they've been waiting in the wings. This is their moment. We've got Daniel and Braden Chippies from Sunbury. Are you there, Daniel and Braden?
How you going, guys?
Very good. Well. Boys, strong. Did you know that you'd have Husey, our special special guest judge on Tradeoke this morning?
No, we didn't know, but I'm sure we can build out a good tune for him.
Yeah, I'm here to help. I'm not here to. I'm a very positive judge. I'm not the nasty judge. So I'm looking for a win here. We're all looking for a win.
Yes,
aren't
we? Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what he's playing for, Husey, is a place on the. In fact, both of them, the duet, a place on the rooftop this Thursday at our Tradeoke night. That's what he's playing for. If he's good enough, they're both good enough. They're through.
The stakes could not be higher.
Daniel Braden, what are you going to be performing for us?
Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Ooh.
Oh. Good song choice.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Okay, boys.
Can I just say Ed is very simple as well, isn't he? He's just the guitar, so you don't need the band.
Exactly, apart from when he gets that thing, that thing... He
was like the loop pedal.
Daniel and Braden.
He's like the one man band.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyway, okay, here we go. Daniel and Braden, Ed Sheeran. Take it away, boys.
Well, I found the love.
for me. Darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I know, I will not.
Hold on, hold on. No, that's enough, that's enough. Thank you. Husey, your thoughts?
Well, I think the bit at the end just proves that they're not perfect, because before that, I thought I was like in a commitment ceremony on Married at First Sight. I was getting really emotional.
We'll put them through their boxing.
We'll put them.
I thought they were great, honestly. Yeah. That's really, really good. What a combination.
Congratulations. With guest judge Husey there, of course, it's Melbourne's most talented tradies. They are all on the rooftop this Thursday. It's all thanks to Bosch. Bosch Power Tools and Accessories. There's good, there's better than
Bosch.
There's Bosch.
And watch, Husey, we've got a problem tonight.
Yes.
To see Holly, your wife, and you discuss what happens in your bedroom.
And we,
Husey, that's...
we may do a pash live on television. She believes was like Kath and Cal on...
we'll be watching. That's tonight, right. 8.30 on 10.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Yes. Katy Perry... We need some more Katy Perry music. She's gone quiet of late.
Yeah, the album was a little quiet, the last one, so she's in between records.
Yeah, that wasn't a highlight. But anyway, Katy's doing great things on American Idol over there in the States, and you might have seen this. It happened a few days ago when there was a contestant on the show and he'd never been kissed. Now, we'll play the audio, which you may have even seen the video, which has obviously gone viral.
How old is he,
Katy,
Boxing? Don't know.
19, I think.
Never been kissed, and Katy took it upon herself to give him his first kiss.
Have you kissed a girl and liked it?
No, I've never been in a relationship.
Really?
I can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship.
Come here, buddy.
Wait, hold on.
Come here.
Come on.
Come here right now.
That's a first.
Sorry.
First kiss, Katy Perry. Not bad.
Was it a pash?
Well, it's funny because I think she even said, you didn't give that much, give it a bit more. So she went in for another one. Now, what's interesting, why I'm bringing this up, Fev, is it sort of backfired on Katy, because this has gotten a lot of attention from people who are citing the Me Too campaign and stating that this is it's obviously goes one way but not the other way, because if that had been a guy, everyone would have gone, whoa, you can't just do that. And I think it had a little bit to do with the fact that the guy in question, Benjamin, the 19-year-old, he was a bit, no, he seemed uncomfortable. So he's now come out, and you can imagine this, there'll be someone in PR behind the scenes going, Benjamin, you must make this statement because Katy Perry's going down if you don't do it. So this statement has come out, and he said, after some backlash aimed at Katy Perry for making a non-consensual move, I am not complaining about the kiss from Katy Perry at all. Doing a few news reports and being interviewed by many different reporters have caused some major questions. Well, his grammar needs some work. That didn't make any sense. But the top bit, I get the top bit. He's basically saying, it was consensual. I'm very happy that Katy Perry kissed me.
Everyone can relax.
Everyone relax. So everybody who's decided to make this a political
just chill.
Thing,
yeah.
Just relax. Yeah. The guy's been kissed. He's rapped about it because it was Katy Perry.
Yes.
And you know what? It got us thinking, Fev, because this is the thing. I'll try again. Round two.
I kissed the boy. I'm doing my run-up.
That was good too. But
every famous person has to have started somewhere and kissed someone. So famous people were teenagers.
Yes.
And they were dating and they were kissing people for the first time. Now, there are a lot of famous people in Melbourne. There's a lot of famous people in Melbourne who've gone on to be international superstars. So we were wondering, Melbourne, this is a question we've got to ask you.
Mwah. Mel Gibson. Mwah. Nicole Kidman. Mwah. Chris Hemsworth. Mwah. Margot Robbie.
When your first kiss is from someone famous. When your first kiss is from someone famous. Call and tell us now.
Oh, we've worked Hall & Oates into our show, finally.
Leon and Tim and Tom,
well
some
done.
Of your finest work. 131060. What celebrity was your first kiss?
Is this where
when your first kiss is from someone famous?
Is this where you tell us your trips down to Phillip Island?
No, you know, maybe the best thing about this is
a Hemsworth.
No, my first kiss, he lives overseas, so I'm fine. I'm sweet. That's he's never going to call.
And not famous?
No.
Okay, just checking.
131060, was your first kiss someone who went on to be famous?
Wow.
I mean, if they were famous at the time, well played. Because if you think about it, lots of Neighbours and Home and Away stars, a lot of young actors.
Oh, they all lived here?
No, but they're all teenagers.
Right.
So a lot of them are teenagers, so they're dating. So right now, you could have your first kiss be a star, like a Neighbours star.
Okay, let's see how we go. In fact,
Neighbours star. Weird. Why am I focusing?
Stop looking at him.
You could just kiss Neighbours stars.
The phones, yep, they're right here. Phones already ringing, guys, so we will come back to your calls. The jingle one last time.
When your first kiss is from someone famous.
James in South Yarra. Hi, James.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, James. Now, James, I'm going to start with this question. How old were you when you had your first kiss?
14.
Okay, now who was it? Who was your first kiss?
There was a girl back then by the name of Pia Loyola.
Pia Miller.
That's exactly right.
No way, the model.
Correct.
Well done, James. Was she your first girlfriend?
No, she was just a first kiss. We were at a house party and I was lucky enough to know her friends and she said I was cute. And back then I thought, I'm in.
James,
he was on.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Like that's for the rest of your life. You get to just tell everybody. Although your partner wouldn't like that, would she?
Oh, I'm single at the moment, so it's all good.
Oh, that's all good. That's all good.
Oh, yeah, that fits him well.
Hit me up.
When your first kiss is from someone famous.
Michelle in St Kilda. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Michelle. Now we've been told this is a very impressive first kiss. Who was it?
It was in the 80s and I was a teenager. It was up in Darwin when he was playing at the amphitheatre, Michael Hutchins.
Oh!
Whoa!
That is...
Wow!
It's impressive.
I mean, Michelle, how do you move on from that? Like, I'm imagining you're in a relationship now.
No.
No, I get it.
You can't move on.
You can't move on from that. Good old Mitchell Street down in Darwin.
Absolutely. No, I didn't wash my face for a week. It was only a kiss on the cheek.
I'd forgive you if you've never washed your face.
Wow, that's brilliant. How do we beat that?
He had a bit about him, didn't he?
Oh, he had a lot going on. Hayley in Altona. Hi, Hayley.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Hayley. Now, this isn't you. This was your dad's first kiss.
Yeah, this is my dad. So his first kiss, only his first girlfriend, was Tina Arena.
Oh!
No way.
That's amazing. That's great.
Oh,
one of your mates.
Yeah, I love Tina. Tina's a very good friend of the show. We love Tina.
Yeah, but it didn't end too well. So,
Okay, that's closes the book on.
When your first kiss is from someone famous.
Fifi, Fev, and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Check this one out. This is from Fev's personal Insta story last night.
When you're trying to do grade 3 math and you tell your daughter that you're really good at math, and we don't know how to do it.
And we have to Google it.
And we have to Google it.
No, Dad, don't rush
us. Grade 3 math, my God.
Yeah, Lulu wasn't too happy. That's I posted so that. But I picked the girls up, as I do every afternoon, and Lulu hopped in the car. How's your day? And she said, good. I've got homework. First time ever that she's brought homework home.
Grade three.
So she said, I said, what is it, honey? She goes, it's maths. I said, maths methods at school. I can do this. Easy. Get home. Not so easy. How hard is grade 3 maths?
Oh, no, tell me how hard it is. Give me what was the equation?
Because it was about there was an equation which you could do easily, but they teach you how to do it in like splits and all this. They got all these splits. Words. That's exactly right.
Splits for year 3.
Okay, what's the equation?
Oh, the equation was easy. It was like 84 minus 59.
Well, that's
or something.
A subtraction.
But you just subtract it. But okay. They had all these different ways, and she didn't know we had to Google what it all meant.
Well, can you tell me what's a split?
Oh, so a split's like when you carry the take off the 9 and the 4, you carry the 1 and then you bring it over, but then you split it up. So you go like 50 minus what's 84 minus 50, which is 30, and then you minus 34. Then you minus the 9, which is left over from the
why
I made
are
it's
they
all
splitting it
I don't know
three?
Why make it so hard? Just subtract.
Just keep. Can we keep maths basics? Yeah. That's what I'd like to.
And the amount of people on my Instagram that wrote back, my grade, my kids' grade one, too hard maths, grade four, people will write, this is a thing.
Do you know what I'm dreading?
It's too hard.
I'm really dreading when Trixie's at school and she gets to long division. Because I remember I struggled with it at the time and I tried to crack it out recently and tried to do a bit of long division. That's nigh on impossible.
It is impossible.
I don't know how I used to do it.
And the fact that she brought a paper and pen home, I found it's astounding. I said, just take a calculator to school, put it on your iPad, done.
I reckon it's too hard, don't you think? Zephyr, my boy in LA, grade four, and I did quite well in maths. I struggled to help him with grade four. Is it got too hard, guys?
Yes.
Well, I did 13, 10, 60. Look, why don't we ask, what homework are you struggling with? And when I say you, not the kids who may still be in the car, mums and dads, what are you struggling with? Like, I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, because you want to do their homework because you want them to go back and the teacher thinks they're really smart.
Oh, don't know if that's helping them.
Not when I'm the father.
13, 10, 60.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Have you struggled with grade three homework last night? Lulu came back with a maths equation that baffled you.
Yeah, it did. And as shocking as that sounds, and people will be like, oh, really? Sounds so smart.
I know. Well, no, you got me though. What was
it's all about
some
splits and
they've reinvented maths in grade three and created splits.
It's not that hard. I remember going to grade three and just sitting in class and having fun and then going out and having my play lunch and kicking the footy. I don't remember doing splits.
No, we used to play a game.
I tried to do
called,
the splits, but a lot of girls did the splits.
Right, there we go.
Grade three, we used to play a game called Dead Sheep.
Did you?
Where you just lie on the ground and the teacher said if anyone moves, you're out. So we just lay there and I think she went off and had a coffee.
I played a game. I played a game through my whole schooling called Deaf Ears. Just didn't hear a thing anyone said.
Can kick though. Oh,
schnags. Yeah.
Schnags. Courtney and Doreen. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Courtney. Now, we have asked the question of parents. Are you struggling with your kids' homework? What's come home to you, Courtney?
Oh, well, I was actually laughing at Fev's story last night. I've got twins that are in grade two. I've got a grade three and a grade four.
Jeez.
And so maths last night, we had to change fractions from into decimals. And I'm like, okay, well, I know half is 0.5, but there was like a third and, you know, two quarters or something like that. And I'm like, oh, I have no idea.
Hang on, a third being 0.33 repeater. A quarter being 0.25.
Yeah, grade four.
I suppose it's only grade three maths. It's probably not that big of a deal.
Fractions got me, Fev. Yeah. I couldn't
algebra,
do a
square root, what?
Algebra.
Thanks, Courtney.
I just realised we're totally the wrong show to do this phoner. Claire in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Claire.
Hi, guys.
Claire, what homework have you been struggling with of late?
I have a child in grade three and she has jump numbers for times tables.
Jump numbers?
She what? What are jump numbers?
They call them jump numbers, not times tables anymore.
No, they don't. Claire, do we... I mean,
and you know what, Fev? It really hits my pressure point.
Reference.
It seriously, how do you... And then you split them. So you do your jump numbers and then you have to split them again and then you have to work out how many times they jump.
Yeah.
So hang on, a jump number is now
this is what,
the times
this is what we were doing last night.
Okay, yes. What's happened here is we've all left school, got on with life, and the curriculum, the school to just board or whatever, have gone and messed it up.
Yes.
Should we start a campaign? For I don't sure. want jump numbers.
Bring back the
I
times table.
I don't want Trixie at any stage coming home with splits. I don't want any of this.
What happened to the old-fashioned times table on the back of the toilet?
Exactly.
I used to love sitting there looking at that.
What happened with getting your calculator and flipping it around to say boobs?
I love
what
that game. I think it was 8008. That's it for us. We are out of here. It's an educational show, this one, isn't it? Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The best holidays start with low fares at jetstar.com. 101.